only took Larry and I 5 hours to climb from Camp 1 up to High Camp. We left about 6 p.m. last evening. Larry had said, you know, I know I can go down, but I'm not sure if I can go up. And when you're in that situation as serious in a place, as serious a place as Antarctica, you got to play it safe. So he made the right call. He's fine down there now with Paul and Beth. As a matter of fact, when we left, they were looking excitedly at the food they were in prepare in our cook tarp dug into the snow back at Camp 1. Larry and I walked out of camp, Larry and our crampons, of course, and carrying our ice axes. We came back up the head wall. I know we keep talking about it being hot on this trip, but this is Antarctica, folks. On that head wall, we would get blasts of air off the shin, Vince and Carl. And it's freaking like you can't believe, like you never experienced anywhere else. Now, it is the 1st of December, and here at our high camp, we're preparing slowly to get started for our climb today. So many details. The sun was off the run for hours and hours to melt enough water to drink and get some food prepared. We got to get Larry's feet warm this morning. We felt very warm in our negative 50 sleeping bags, but his feet didn't get really warm this morning, so we got to get him warm before we put him into his big insulated climbing boots, put on the crampons, and begin climbing. We're hoping to do this climb in about 12 hours round trip. The weather looks pretty good already, some high clouds moving in, and we'll keep you posted as we move up Mount Vincent. Hopefully call you from the top sometime later today on December 1st.